many military here and whatnot. Right. We got so many military here and whatnot. Right. One day, you're able to be the commander-in-chief. We've got a lot of active-duty men and women here. We've got a lot of people who are retired military, and especially military families. What would you say to those people in terms of you being commander-in-chief, looking out for them during the course of their service and afterward?
Well, I'd say you have to vote for Donald Trump, because I am very much into the military. The military has not been treated properly with all the cuts. Our military is depleted like it hasn't been perhaps ever before. When General Orellana left a year ago, I remember watching his interview saying that our military is less prepared now than any time. And I think he meant actually into the early 1900s. I mean, he was talking about massive numbers of years. I think that our military is, these are our finest people, and Donald Trump is going to take care of them. We're going to get rid of all the depletion because it's totally depleted. You look at even our fighter jets, where we're taking them out of graveyards. We're bringing parts out of graveyards and out of museums. So, the military is going to like me. And perhaps a big part of your question is also the vets. And nobody has come up with policy like I have. Nobody's taken care of the vets like I will. The vets are very important to me. We've had tremendous veteran support. I'll bet if it was polled, it would be 90% or more. I have great policy on the vets. The vets have not been taken care of properly.
You used a term, and I loved it, law and order. 70% of Americans say the country is in the wrong direction, but I think they called it dark, 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 you know, after your speech. But it was realistic. And the average American is concerned for their safety. They're concerned for their neighborhoods. They're concerned whether it's terrorism or riots or violence or rapist or whatever. What do you say in terms of you being law and order, and how badly does this country just need law and order? I mean, your people are getting beat up coming out of the California. It's astounding.
They're getting beat up, and it's what's going on is incredible, the lawlessness. Law and order was the term that I used, I revived for this campaign. And now, you know, Hillary, all of a sudden you'll see her do that. Like when I came in with trade deals, we have to negotiate new trade deals. She never even thought of it. Now, yesterday she said, we're going to start thinking about negotiating with new trade deals. She's copied everything I'm saying. She's copying. But law and order is something very important to me. I would say I have close to 100% from the police, support from the police. And as you know, they didn't have American flags out. I started tweeting about American flags. All of a sudden, they ran some flags up on the stage. And then in the final day, they had so many flags, they didn't know what to do with them. You know, it's the whole thing is ridiculous. But law and order is so important from my standpoint. When you look at Dallas, when you look even this morning in San Diego, where you had a policeman killed, you had two of them. You had one killed, one very badly injured. Law and order is very, very important to me. Our police, our military, our vets, we're going to take care of them.
I'm going to ask you a personal question. I don't mean to scare you, but it concerns me. I think you're a brave man. You could sit back, relax, and chill. You've got the money. You've got the fame. You could be in a gated community and not have to worry. And yet you put yourself out there, a risk to yourself health-wise, perhaps your family, terrorism, assassination, all of those kinds of things. And some people say, oh, it's just about ego. Is it ego or is it America? Because you don't have to do this.
No, I don't. I had a nice, easy life. This is not easy. I'll do 4 stops today. We're doing 2 in Colorado that are packed already. I guess they're always sold out. But I'll tell you, the Secret Service folks are fantastic right there. I mean, you know, we have, I rely on them. I mean, they're really amazing professionals. And certainly there is a threat. And you have to, you have to meet the threat. But it's about making America great again. Our country's going in the wrong direction. It's, a theme that I came up with a couple of years ago. I use it, and I use it a lot, and I'm adding to it. America first is very important. You know, to me, that's a very important theme. And that was used many, many years ago, and it became controversial because you're not supposed to say America first. But I'm saying America first, and we put America first on trade deals. We don't put America first on trade deals. I mean, we want to take care of other countries that couldn't care less about us before we take care of ourselves. So it's going to be Make America Great Again. It's going to be Make America Safe Again, and it's going to be America first.
Building on a Make America Great Again, I'm in my 40s. My wife's in her 40s. We are both struggling to make it probably 25, 30 grand a year with a small child. Both college educated. What is the Trump administration going to do to make our lives better?
Well, I'm going to bring back jobs. Now, in your case, you're a great professional. You wouldn't leave this if you could get, you love doing this. If you could get five times the money, you probably wouldn't leave. So that's your problem. I mean, you know, you too, because you love what you're doing. You know, you're in a different kind of a business. Yeah. It's entertainment. It's whatever it may be. But we're going to bring jobs back. We have to bring jobs back. You know, you said something amazing. If you look statistically, people are making less money today in real dollars than they made 18 years ago. That may be true for you.
It is true for me.
But people are making less money today than they made 18 years ago. And one of the reasons that I have the kind of crowds, you can go over and see what's happening over there. I hear it's bursting at the seams every time. We never have an empty seat, okay, no matter where. It doesn't have to just be in Colorado. But it's bursting at the seams. And that's a big factor. Now, they want security. They want the wall. They want, you know, borders. They want the things that I talk about. But I'll tell you, down deep, 18 years, they're making less money now. Now, many of them are working two jobs. They're working harder. They're much older. They're supposed to be working less, and they're working more. And Obamacare causes the two jobs more than anything else, you know, because they're all part-timers now. And I'll tell you what, a lot of the success that we've had, because it's like a movement, and now you see I'm leading in the polls, but a lot of this has to do with your question, where people are making less money today than, literally, they're making less money today than they made 18 years ago. And these are great people. These are smart people. These are hardworking people. And that has a big, I think it's a big impact on the success that we've had.
Tell me this. They talk about dreamers all the time. Yeah. Democrats love dreamers. I like the term American dreamers. Nobody talks about American dreamers, and that is the American dream. Stats today said since 1965, they've been keeping stats on home ownership, the lowest level now than ever before. You talked about it. So many people, Obamacare, part-time jobs now. They don't have full-time benefits. What's the American dream in Donald Trump's vision, and how do you get it back? Give it back to American dreamers?
You said something that I used to say, and I somehow have left it out of my various speeches because there's so much to say right now. But you use the word dreamer. And dreamer is very important because we're always talking about dreamer, but they're not from here. They're from other countries. And why can't our kids be dreamers too? Nobody ever talks about our kids being dreamers. I used to use that all the time, and somehow it's very interesting. You're the only one that's ever mentioned it. That's why you're a professional, I guess. But we want dreamers for our children, too. People are talking about the Dream Act and the this and the dreamers. We want to. But what about the children here? And I used to do that all the time. You know, one of the things, there's so many problems in our country that you can speak for 2 hours and you don't cover the subject. The other thing, and it just came out, you said that, too, is home ownership. It's the lowest in 58 years, I think. Yeah. Did they say 58?
Yeah.
Lowest home ownership percentage-wise that we've had in this country in 58 years. The only thing we have is we have a phony artificial stock market, so people think. But I'll tell you what, nothing relates to the stuff. Even in New York, the Wall Street stuff, you know, people think Wall Street's doing well. It's a whole different world. The stock market is a phony number, and it's gotten there because nobody's paying any interest. When interest rates go up a little bit, you'll see some very bad and very interesting things happen.
I used to be a trial attorney. Final question for you. It's simple. Is there a question you wish that I or any of these other journalists had asked you that nobody ever seems to get around to asking you, Mr. Trump?
I seem at one point or another, like you just bringing up the dreamers, okay? It's so amazing. At one point or another, every single question is asked. You guys have figured it out.
That's
so, good. But I appreciate it very much. It's been a lot of fun.
We good?